Chuck Schumer pushes tax cut for richest 1% in coronavirus relief bill. By Joel B. Polak on July 16, 2020. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, is pushing for a repeal of the state and local tax (SALT) deduction cap in the next round of coronavirus relief, giving a tax cut to the wealthiest 1% of taxpayers, especially in blue states. In his landmark tax reform law, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, President Donald Trump and the Republicans offset some of the revenue losses from low tax rates by restricting deductions. The law capped the SALT deduction at $10,000. Previously, those taxpayers wealthy enough to file a list of itemized deductions could count all of the taxes they paid to state and local governments toward a deduction in their federal tax liability. That meant wealthy taxpayers in the most heavily taxed states, primarily run by Democrats, benefited most. The SALT deduction also gave Democrats political room to raise taxes higher. Because it made rich taxpayers less likely to resist, they could claim some of the money back. Trump ended the deduction, at some political cost to himself. Republicans went on to lose congressional seats in wealthy suburbs in high-tax Democrat-run states. Orange County, California, for example, flipped entirely to Democrats. But Democrats still want to repeal the SALT cap, regardless, because they want their state and local governments to avoid tax cut, and because their wealthy campaign contributors want to be subsidized, once again, by the rest of the country. Even Seth Hanlon, a former Obama administration official who is now a senior fellow at the left-wing Center for American Progress, has protested against Schumer's idea, noting that repealing the SALT cap would help the top 1%. Come on, not this again. Repealing the SALT cap for 2020-21 would be a $137 billion tax cut, with about 63% going to the top 1%. It does nothing for states and localities except potentially crowd out the actual fiscal relief they urgently need. Seth Hanlon, at Seth Hanlon, July 15, 2020. Here is the national distribution of the tax cut from repealing the SALT cap, via Additep tweets. A tiny percentage of middle-income people get any benefit. The top 1% gets 63%, an average $35,000 tax cut for them. The top 5% gets 87%. The bottom 80% get literally 1% of the benefit. pic.twitter.com/8aof7wgcj. Seth Hanlon, at Seth Hanlon, July 15, 2020. Here is the distribution just for New York. Largely the same story. A few more middle-income people benefit a little compared to nationwide. But still, the tax cut goes overwhelmingly to top 1%ers. Not the people most affected by COVID. pic.twitter.com/dp0xk3p7. Seth Hanlon, at Seth Hanlon, July 15, 2020. The basic story is the same in every state. State-by-state estimates are here. Seth Hanlon, at Seth Hanlon, July 15, 2020. The Democrat-run House of Representatives has already passed a repeal on the SALT cap that would be effective for 2 years. According to The Hill, Schumer urged Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, on Tuesday, to join the House, and join the Democrats in the Senate, and get rid of that cap. Schumer also vowed to make the SALT deduction, the effective tax cut for the 1%, permanent. If I become majority leader, one of the first things I will do is we will eliminate it forever, he added, according to The Hill. It will be dead, gone and buried. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.